So most of you know that I usually like to tie sports in with when I get up here. And bear with me because I haven't been up here for a while, so hopefully things go smoothly this morning. So most of you probably recognize down on the bottom left-hand corner, everybody know what that game is called? Everybody know what that is? Right? They have tournaments. Everybody familiar with that? On the right-hand side, there's a kid's version of beanbag toss. Top left-hand corner. Has anybody ever seen that style? Is that familiar to anyone? Yes? No? I see a couple people nodding their heads. So, I threw those together real quickly. Those who were camping this week, and that was our campsite. And my wife will tell you I'm a very competitive person. So I always take something with to be competitive in. And we spent a lot of time, and we were with another couple, and we spent a lot of time playing beanbags. The top left corner is what I grew up on. That is what my family, my dad, I still have that set. I don't use them a lot, but so they've got to be 50 years old that he built by hand when we were kids. And that is what I grew up on. And that's what our family picnics, when we'd get together, that is what we played. And basically, it's the same principle, but it's on like a 45-degree angle. And it's not as complicated. You don't have all the rules, like laying on the board and this and that. And so that was beanbags to me. And yes, I can get a little bit competitive sometimes. But point being, I just wanted to share that with you, was the fact that the end result with all these games is hopefully a good time and some fun. And when I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about today, what I wanted to talk about a little bit was about fellowship and getting together in the church and the end result. And as I studied and thought about what I wanted to talk about, I realized that, like with these beanbags, now, when we go to the family picnics now, all my nieces and nephews have tried to convert us over to the more popular cornhole version down in the bottom corner. The Dolphins, they always bring their sets with. And my parents still protest a little bit. My mom says, it's not real beanbags. That's not how you do it. But so there is change, just as with the church. I've been here for I forget how many years. It's so long now. There's been changes over the years and variations. And there's a lot of different variations here, but the principle's still the same. Get the beanbag in a hole and win. Right, honey?
Yeah.
We always play men against women, so gets a little spirited. So, but yeah, so really, again, it's just about things may vary a little bit. There may be some variation, but hopefully all get to the same place and get the same end result, which we're going to talk about here shortly. If you would, bow with me, please. Father, be with me this morning as I share some of my thoughts, and hopefully they're pleasing to you, and will give us some guidance and give us some thoughts throughout the week and some things we can ponder maybe and look at a little closer in our daily lives, and maybe give us some things to feed upon and to share with others, Father. I would ask that you lay your hand upon my shoulder and bless me as I share these words. In your name I pray. Amen. So first of all, these thoughts I'm going to share this morning are strictly meant to be thought-provoking. They're not guidance in any way. I'm not that guy. You know, I know a lot of big words, but I don't know what a lot of them mean. So I like to give that disclaimer. This is about maybe some guidance, some thoughts. It's meant to be thought-provoking. Don't take my word as gospel. There's a gospel that you can take home with you and read and get the legitimate version there. I'm just hopefully pointing us in some directions this week. So some of you may have noticed, may have not. You know, I've been missing for a few weeks. And during those few weeks, not complaining because I'm blessed in life, there's some trials and tribulations. Some things that jump out and step up and just, you know, you add them all together and life gets a little rough and gets a little rocky. And I've shared this before with you when I've been up here and talked. And come a couple weeks of not being here and, you know, I was really missing my church family, and I realized that it was a lot tougher facing some of those tribulations and trials than normal. And, you know, with parents, and Roger will attest too, that, you know, some of those tribulations and the things that we deal with, we lean on the church for strength, or we should. And I didn't have that for a few weeks, and I missed it. And that's a little bit of what, just being here this morning, even before anybody did anything or any songs were sung, just being in the presence of certain people in this room as a group made me feel refreshed, renewed, and strengthened. And I even felt that way knowing I was going to be here this morning. I appreciate Roger thinking of me, and I'm glad I could help. I'd rather be up here, down there, listening to you up here, to be honest with you, because you always do such a nice job. But that being said, just being here this morning, and hopefully that is the way things work for a lot of you here and why a lot of you come here. We may all have our different versions of what we get out of church, just as we have our different versions of playing beanbags. But the end result when we leave here in the morning, hopefully, is somewhat the same. What we've gained from that is somewhat the same. Can you go back to the main scripture quick? So I went back around and kind of doubled back as I was thinking about it, because I really wanted to focus on church. The church, you know, the people, the building, the purpose, the whys. But then I also came back around to something as I was looking into that that really made me think about, even though I gained so much strength from the church, the Lord is my real strength. And I'll try to tie the two together, hopefully, as eloquently as I possibly can. But the main scripture this morning I picked really focused on that, and you can always look into some of these, you know, put them in full context. But, you know, I always try to pull things out of it that, you know, when I'm reading the passages, that really share the context and what was trying to be hopefully relayed. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. So, you know, he's my strength, my song. He makes my heart sing. That's what I take away from that. And the fact that it talks about, and I will praise him because of that, and I need to praise him because of that. Next scripture. Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord God, the Lord is one. Again, you know, this is really just the emphasis on the Lord God, our Savior. You know, the importance he plays in our lives. And that when we come here together, that we first and foremost remember that. And a lot of the other things that we do here together are focused on praising him. And that's really the important part. Next scripture. This is essentially a lot of times in marriage, people at weddings, you'll hear this recited. This is sometimes referred to as a marriage verse, things like that. Not why I picked it, though, because I picked it just because of how important the emphasis was, and it puts it in perspective. And I may have mentioned this in past times when I've been up here, but I think it's always important. It's talking about husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. That's an important relationship, and that's the tie-in I'm coming back to with the church. You know, this is, you know, the relationship with your wife or your spouse is as important and is as tight-knit and close as the relationship Christ had with the church. The church was paramount, you know, to that relationship and to getting the word out and to spreading the word. This morning, Andrew shared a video and talked a little bit about discipleship. And I'm still like, yeah, I don't think I can get there. I hate to sound like a quitter, but I mean, but the fact that, you know, those disciples that were picked, you know, were, you know, they grew up learning, basically grew up in church. You know, school back then was more like church. And that's what you did. And you know, basically you got to a level and it's like, hey, this kid's got what it takes. And if that was the case, you moved on and you got a higher education, as was you know, with many cultures and societies back then. You know, you didn't really get past a certain age. You were probably getting married when you were 13, you know, if you were a woman, somewhere 14. Watch it. So you got a long time to go, kid. So back in the old days. So, but, you know, the importance of discipleship and just that relationship with the church. One of the things I remember that I wrote down when I was watching the video this morning, it was talking about the community and how important that was. And I think about, we don't have that as much in society as we used to. the families don't live real close together. Like, you'd have a couple families. They'd just maybe live in different houses on the same block. That's how my dad's family was growing up in West Lebanon. I had uncles and aunts all within a few blocks of each other. You know, my grandparents, you could walk from one family's house to the other. And we talked about, you know, that relationship when in these small towns where the community and the courtyard and everybody was together and they had each other to lean on. And, you know, when you lose that, I think it's easier for that dark side, that dark side of our lives to come out, because you don't have those people to lean on. So when we talk about, again, get back to the verse here, Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. You know, just investing all that time in his life to just make sure that the church was so pure, you know, and just, you know, it was there for when people needed it. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. Again, the church was that important to the Lord. You know, it's talking about, you know, you should take care of it just as well as you take care of yourself. That's how much care he took of the church to make sure that it flourished and prospered. And, you know, getting back to community and how things have changed in our lives today, when you don't have that around you, surrounding you anymore, you know, that close-knit. Families go off in different directions. They attend different churches. They, you know, my family, you know, attends a different church than I do. So you don't have all that connectivity you used to have. And that's really what made me think about when I started looking into the church as a body. The strength of the church families that we now can come to. I didn't have that for a few weeks. God made sure that when we needed people to lean on, I think that, and I know, I mean, obviously God knows everything, but how important the church was going to play a part in our lives as Christians. You know, when the disciples went out, and we watched a little bit about that this morning, when the disciples went out, how important it was for those disciples to create other disciples so that they could go out and they could, you know, form other churches and just spread the word and have a place for everybody to go, a place that was pure, you know, a place that God looked out for and took care of, just like we should look out for our spouses and take care of our spouses. That important was the church to him. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. You know, the second line there, praise God in his sanctuary. I struggled a little bit these past few weeks. In fact, probably the first week or two, I questioned whether it's like how important church needed to be in my life. Seemed to get by all right, you know. I mean, it wasn't by choice. I actually did miss it. I wanted to be here. I was like, eh, not a bad week. I'm okay. And, you know, obviously I hate that I felt that way. I wish that wasn't the case. But I feel it's important, as I share what I'm talking about this morning, to realize that that's how it went down. That's what happened. That was me the first week. And I'm like, and again, not by design. Again, I missed it. I wanted to be here. You know, life gets in the way sometimes, and I miss another week. And the burdens start becoming a little heavier in life. Things get a little bit tenser with, you know, your people in your lives and loved ones and health issues and personal issues and work issues, you know, all those issues. Not the good issues, the bad issues. But I'm like, all right, I get by. But it dawned on me that I'm having a harder time dealing with those things in my daily life. And it kind of got to thinking. I was like, still praying. Very important. You can't make a church, should get you through the day. But I don't know that I had that same emphasis in my prayer. I don't know. I don't know what to think or say. And even to that extent, I didn't pray as often as I should have. considering the tribulations I was having in my lives, you know, that quiet time by myself where I go to the Lord and try to regain some strength. And unfortunately, again, you only do it when times get rough. In my case, I'm not, I speak for anyone else. But it does seem funny that, you know, a lot of times, I hate to say it, that's unfortunately, and again, I try to do better. And we've talked about that when I've been up here, and not only go to God when you need things, just sometimes go thank Him. So another week goes by, and I was like, yeah, it's definitely, hey, I'm going to get praying a little bit more, which I started doing, because sad to say, I felt like I had no choice. I needed to. And once I started putting a little bit more faith in my prayers, I realized that I started feeling a little bit better about some things. Now, they didn't go away. They're still there. But I was able to deal with them a little bit better. But then I also realized, and this is when I started looking into the church, and when Roger asked me if I could jump in here this week, I realized how important the church was to me. And man, I was missing that. And not just a church, you know. Yeah, you can go to other churches when you're traveling. And really, hopefully walk away with some good feelings about some things. But that's when I got into this back and forth thing, and I really struggle with, and this is where I talk about, this is not guidance, this is just thought-provoking, because, man, I went down some, again, some, you go down some crazy paths when you're looking at Scripture, and you run the risk of, as many people have in our lives, which is why we have so many different things going on in our religious lives and in the religious beliefs today, is because so many interpretations, so many different ways you can interpret things in Scripture. But the one thing that I really came upon was, A, how important the church was to God in a lot of Scripture that I found. Please feel free to, you know, look into that. And I think some of the ones I shared this morning really spoke to that. That it was important that there was a pure, clean place to go for people to gather. And when I first started looking at it, I was starting to almost put the church, the importance of the church, ahead of what it was really about. And some of those first scriptures that we read this morning talked about that. The fact that we come here to praise God. What happens while we're here is, you know, members of this church or visitors or whatever the case may be, really has to hinge on the fact that we came here for one reason. To praise God, to fulfill what He asked us to do in Scripture, to show up at church and basically in song, in praise, whatever the case may be, first and foremost, we are here because of Him. Then add to that, I think if you really do that and you do what you're supposed to, the rest falls in place as far as the church members around you. That's a bonus. You know, I always knew that over the past few weeks that no matter what, if I needed to, there were people that I could contact and talk to, you know, and ask for some guidance and ask for help. And thank God for providing churches for us and places like that for us. They're not all the same. Again, unfortunately, right or wrong, that's a major, you could talk, that could be a discussion topic for 6 months probably, if you wanted to talk about variations in religions and interpretations and why certain denominations do what they do. But I'm concerned about where, you know, I'm at with myself and Christ and with this church and the path I've chosen. And I realized again when I read all those scriptures and started looking a little deeper at them that I was going to stand up here today and say that I really needed this church. But by the time I was done, I changed that a little bit. I needed God, and I needed this church to come to praise God. And I'm just fortunate that there are so many good people here, and we have what we have in this building. So for that, I want to thank everybody. I feel like I wanted to say some more this morning. I'm sure I could ramble on and talk. And I have to say that just, even though I was on vacation most of the week, just spending some thought in between rounds of beanbags, thinking about what I wanted to talk about this week. jokingly, the couple we were with, I said, and I would try to stay off electronics when we're doing family time. It's one of my big pet peeves, my wife will tell you. Not a big fan most of the time. But I was on my phone in the morning checking my emails and whatnot, and just occasionally checking my work just because it makes my life go smoother if I check in occasionally, and when I get back, things aren't in a big array, a mess. I'm on my phone, and they're like, what are you doing? So I get that, what are you doing? Checking my emails, checking work. And that's when I'm like typing back to Roger, probably, I think it was. And she's like, well, what are you doing? I'm like, Roger wanted to know if I can fill in and do the message. And it's like, so I was getting back to him. So our friends are sitting there. So that obviously came out in the conversation. And jokingly, we're talking about subjects for, you know, things you could talk about. And jokingly, he's talking about beanbags. And last night, my wife said to me, she said, you got your message figured out. I said, I can't tell you. And then I said, nah, I said, I'm going to talk about beanbags. She said, like the whole 15, 20 minutes? I said, nah, just the first couple minutes. Again, I think, you know, I'm not going to belabor it. I think hopefully I've shared some thoughts. I'm not going to, there are some things maybe that, you know, you will take away from this and maybe look a little deeper at. But I hope I took the right direction in the right position. I think I did. I think, again, when we come here, if we've got in mind that we're here for one reason, first and foremost, everything else happens because of that. And that's hopefully the one thing I took away from preparing for this message this morning, and hopefully something you take away, whether you agree or disagree. If nothing else, it's something to look into and maybe realize that because God had that plan for us, which Scripture did share a number of times, that He had that plan for us. Thank God He did, because this is perfect. A place to come, praise Him, get some strength, be with some fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, and refresh yourselves, and hopefully get back on the straight and narrow, because trust me, when you're facing those trials and tribulations, going to the Lord is not always the first direction I take. I am ashamed to admit it, but I will admit it. It's not always the first choice and first direction I take. So thank you as always. It's a pleasure being up here, unexpected, but I always appreciate being able to spend some time sharing my thoughts, and hopefully somebody took something away this morning that will help them in their week. Maybe got a little chuckle out of something I said, and maybe got a little something serious out of something I said as well. So as we sing our last song, if you would stand, and if you have any needs, any requests, any praises, please feel free to come forward. If you want to be baptized in the name of Christ, the baptism's right behind me and prepared and ready. Any needs at all, feel free to come forward while we sing.